Podtacular episode 251, Halo CE Remake discussion for March 28th, 2011. Back within the week. How about that?
No, look at that. It's actually less than a week.
Well, I don't know when you're going to end this.
Well, yeah, it depends on when this actually comes out. But,
yes.
For the sake of when we recorded this thing, we actually did it within a week. So,
yes.
Hopefully, we will be able to do them on a regular basis. Except,
yay for school breaks.
Except, we don't have anyone extra today. We kind of did this on the whim, so Brent's not here either. But we do have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot about one subject.
But there is MLG Dallas coming up real soon.
Oh yeah,
this week.
This weekend.
This podcast should be out by the time that we begin our MLG coverage.
I guess next episode we'll do a wrap up. Dustin, you'll be there. Are you gonna interview anybody?
I will be there. I will be interviewing hopefully quite a few people this time around.
You and Andy will be there, right?
Yeah, actually, we are rooming together.
You guys ready?
We're still planning on stuffing 10 people into two hotel rooms.
Wait, who's all coming?
Me, him, some other particular person that I didn't recognize before.
And you're not important, whoever's listening.
He said there's some others of his buddies bringing friends and stuff, so we're like, at most, it's going to be 10 people, unless you were to come.
Yeah, because you got to make room. I could get like... Just ES3, because, you know,
Tell the hotels, so. Because apparently the max in those rooms is supposed to be 4.
Yeah, that's like a
figure
hotel.
4 or 5, it's close enough.
You work for the government, they're going to figure this out. They're going to be looking at your file. You're like, in April of 2011, you ordered a room and you had 12 people in there. Is that right, Dustin? Look,
man, if it was cheaper,
if gas wasn't so damn expensive... Then I could have got separate rooms. That's all I'm saying.
Gas is dang expensive.
It's Exxon's fault. I used to blame Bungie for everything. Blame Exxon.
Hey, my dad works at Exxon. Shut up.
I just blame him. They're the biggest one. What's your dad do? Is he like a bigwig?
He's a project manager.
Oh.
Like a big-time project manager.
That's pretty cool.
But
so blame him. Do you only get your gas from Exxon?
Well, there's no Exxons up where I am going to school, so...
I always go to Quick Trip.
Around here there's QT and Shell, so I'll either go to one of those two.
Right. Well, QT is Quick Trip, so that's where I go.
Well, yeah, I know.
That's where I go.
I know what QT means.
Well, I don't know. Everybody out there might not. Those people that are listening from Turkestan. We got a few of them. I know there's a few of them.
Or New Mombasa.
They're the guys that are like, do you want the slushy? You want the cookie? I'm just kidding. Hey! 3DS came out this week, too. I know Deflin got one. I don't know who else got one.
I do not plan on getting one for some time.
Yeah, not until... Well, I mean, maybe Christmas time. I'll ask for one.
I don't even know if we'll get one then, because I still have Pokemon Heart Gold to play through. And I don't need a 3DS for that.
Like 2 years old.
I know, and it's still even beating third
box. It's not 2 years old. It's not even an old year old yet.
Well, they have Pokemon Black and White out now.
Yeah, I mean, but it was a remake. It wasn't a from-the-ground-up sort of thing. Yeah.
But I still got to play that. I don't know. I wish I had time to play it. I wish I could make a clone myself, and then that clone would just play Pokemon all the time.
No, the clone would go to school. You wouldn't play Pokemon.
Well, how do you know which one's the clone and which one isn't?
Well, you would.
I would. But yeah. It would be practically identical. What would be the point?
Well, you couldn't have the same experiences as a clone, could you?
It would be interesting if you could do a clone and then somehow merge your consciousness together.
Well, that's why you're going into networking.
That would be ideal. What?
Hear that out. All you need
the human brain
to
graph doesn't
part in both of the brains, and they talk to each other. Just use Bluetooth. Put a Bluetooth chip in your head, and you'll figure it out.
Okay.
You'll be playing Pokemans, you'll be playing Halos, and you guys will be...
Okay.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Microsoft, get on it.
I would not subscribe to that, though. There's too many things you'd be giving up with that.
When I actually, from the last episode, which hasn't even from this recording been on the air yet. We talked about opening up. Well, okay, I talked about it and Dustin laughed about opening up Podtacular Studios for doing game stuff. And I've already talked to a few of my friends, and I think we're going to start.
The only thing with that is, would you want to start with a already pre-existing game engine, or would you actually build the game engine from scratch?
Maybe we would use like XNA or something. It's not going to be like...
Yeah, but you're still... With XNA, you're still kind of building an engine.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of going to make a game for Windows Phone. And also Android at the same time.
Well, like, those are two separate technologies.
And that's why we're going to have different people doing different ones.
Hmm.
We're going to have the .NET people working on the phone, me. And then we're going to have the Java people. And what else does Android use? I can't remember. I think it's Java.
It's Java.
Working on the Java version. So we'll be working side by side at the same time.
Okay.
Few people at work we talked about it with. And then there's I was talking to about someone who's an anthropology major, and he wants to like help out with design and stuff so that design can be dead on. You know, like for
wow, characters. You've really taken this off the ground, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I just asked him and he was like, I can't find a job in anthropology, so I'll help you. It wasn't like I offered him a whole bunch of money. I don't really have a whole bunch of money to offer for those of you willing to
work. I think money is kind of a issue. We don't have money to give.
Pro bono thing. If we sell any, then you will definitely get a percentage.
But the money, the money you would get would just be a name, a recognition.
About as much money as we make on this TV show or this podcast.
We don't make any money on this podcast.
Well, I don't. I don't know how much other people make. There's got to be somebody. You got to follow the rich white man.
I don't make any money off of it.
For this, it's Dustin's daddy.
I haven't gotten a donation in a long time, so.
People said I should put this on my resume that we do this. If people say it would show initiative.
Doing a podcast?
Like, that's what people tell me. People who are old think it's awesome. They don't listen to it, but. Fact.
Great.
That you do it.
We think podcasting is awesome, but we don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, they're too busy watching the
View. That thing is too new techish for us.
You got to click stuff. All I need to do is press one button. If it's more than pressing like one, two buttons, and I ain't seeing some explicit parts, then it's stupid.
I ain't seeing explicit parts.
It's stupid.
Man, it must be a good podcast.
Or what you're doing. I don't even care if it's terrible. It's a pretty good idea right here. But I ain't listening to it. Yes, I did. We had to do a Guess Who thing. I don't know. We had to put stuff in a fishbowl. And I put Does a Gaming Podcast. And nobody knew who it was.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they were at the meeting. They were a bunch of old. Like, I'm probably the youngest person who goes to these stupid. They were actually when I started to
more
work.
More meetings!
There were three people at the store at the Best Buy that I work at that listened to the show before I worked there.
So. They must be disappointed from the past 2 months.
Yeah.
We haven't had a consistent show out.
Actually, only one of them still works there. So. Who I don't – actually lives in my apartment complex, and I haven't seen him in a while.
Cool.
I work with him, and I live right next to him, but I haven't seen him in forever.
Nice.
Crikey. Boy! Sorry, I just had a rice snake moment. My bad. Rice snake moment. Every once in a while.
Not good, man. Not good.
Dustin said we're going to be talking about... well, actually, I don't think you did say what we were talking about. We just mentioned that there was a topic.
Yeah.
The topic is the remake rumors for Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I always thought CE meant Computer Edition until I looked at it.
Well, there's the whole PC side where you have Halo PC and then Halo CE, where CE means Custom Edition.
Yeah, I wonder if CE for the remake would have the PC maps and the PC levels. PC has more levels, right? There's a lot more levels.
It only has, I think, 5 more levels than the
Xbox. That's a lot. I mean, there's only like 7 levels.
Like Timberland, Europhobia.
No. I meant campaign levels, and I mean multiplayer levels.
Oh, no. The campaign's exactly the same.
Oh, okay. So
there's custom campaign levels.
Ooh, how cool would that be?
Most you can like that good.
Campaign level. You can change AI trades and stuff. That'd be pretty cool.
There's actually a Halo CE modding community called Custom Map Team, and they actually redid the whole Halo campaign. and like upgraded some textures, changed a little bit of the scenarios and stuff. It's actually pretty good. It's it's more difficult. There's actually hunters on the first level.
Do you remember the guy that did the Halo Unyielding and Fumo's in it?
No, I don't.
You ever seen that? Well, Halo Unyielding is this machinima where this guy did it's like a space battle. He did it all on rendered 3D that he made himself, and Fumo's one of the voice actors. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
He's like one of the starship captains or something.
I am
General Drive. What is your order? Bring me Oreos and scotch, and don't ask questions. And a folding bicycle. I don't know if Fumo drinks scotch or eats Oreos, but I know he rides folding bikes.
Probably not.
That is a fact. If there was a Wikipedia page for Fumo Jive, it would say, the folding bike radio host of Podtacular.
I think the title would be a little bit different, but okay.
Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend, the Jive, Mike Funk.
To the Jive.
Hand Jive. Hand Jive.
Oh, gosh.
For those of you who don't know who Fumo Jive is, he is the guy who came before us. I'm pretty sure you all should know one way or another.
He is the founder of Podtacular. Yes.
He did episode 1 by himself.
He did.
Up to episode 2 something. No, 1 something.
Nope, one, just 1.
160 something? Is that right?
No, just... Oh, he hosted up to episode 158.
158.
350. Man, we're not even 100 episodes later.
Hey,
it's coming up soon, though.
Coming up soon. Maybe we'll have Fumo back.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The 100th episode anniversary of Fumo's departure.
Woo! This is the best 100th
episode. Woo! Party!
Well, I mean, considering that they did 3 episodes a week, you know, so.
Well, really for a while. For like a month or two.
No, who, us or them? They did it for longer than a month.
They didn't do it for that long because it was like between episodes. I want to say like 20 and 50, so.
Oh, it seems like a lot.
It was definitely right around 2 months.
Oh.
I think. I'm pretty sure. But we tried that and it kind of failed.
Well, people didn't like it, so. It was easier for us, but.
Well, no. Because we never actually got to a consistent state where we were doing 3 a week.
We should just do 3 long ones a week.
That's what I'm. Well, or 2 long ones a week, I'm thinking. Because we did one last Thursday, we're doing one today.
Here's a big question I have for
the. Do one Thursday, right?
For the next, yeah, for the people who listen, people who are the avid listener basis. Okay,
that are still with us somehow.
Yeah. Well, we learned that Steve Crow's leaving the office, and Will Ferrell is going to be taking over his spot. Do you guys think that Will Ferrell will keep? That's what she said, or not? All right, that's the next. Show's topic.
Steve Carell is leaving The Office?
Yeah, you didn't know that? This is old news. Then the episode just came out that it was happening. But,
I mean, and being replaced by Will Ferrell.
We don't know who's going to replace him.
Hmm. Okay. I don't follow The Office that much to really care.
I don't care.
But yes, this week's topic, we're talking about the Halo CE remake, and we actually asked for submissions for this. I think about a month ago or so.
You did?
Yeah, when we actually were going to start trying to do our 3-show rotation or something like that.
Aww.
And we asked for stuff. You guys sent some stuff in. We just never got around to it. So we're getting around to it today. And contrary to the last podcast that we announced of doing Defiant Map Pack reviews, we'll actually do that next week or next show, depending on how many submissions we get. It might be the show after next because we'll probably be talking about a lot about Dallas. The next show and stuff coming up for that.
Yeah.
So probably after Dallas.
Well, we should try to get. We're gonna make a post or.
It's already
trying to make a post. But we're gonna. We're gonna have one for Dallas too, and try to get people to send in stuff for Dallas. People who went, and then also for you people who are watching the live stream. What you guys thought about the live stream? You know, it's kind of a whole different experience. The live stream is kind of. You kind of get more action on the live stream.
You get more gameplay. Like, if you've never been, you don't spend that much time watching people play. No. That's the way I've noticed it, at least. You do spend some time, but you don't really spend a lot, so.
Well, and a lot of the stuff that goes on main stage is at night. So during the day, you're going around to other booths, at least for us, you're trying to get interviews, seeing what the other booths are. So like last year, we actually played Killzone 3 a little bit and did a little video thing there. Had an interview with Mazik and had an interview with Walshy. And then I forget what the fourth video was actually some of the pros playing Rock Band. They had a Rock Band thing set up in the pro lounge, so that was interesting. Mazik can sing, shockingly. But beside the point, this year we're hoping to do some of the same similar coverage and hopefully get some more interviews. I'm debating on whether or not to skip class Friday because attendance isn't necessarily required and early.
You're going to Masters.
So for the Friday opening stuff?
I don't know what Friday opening is going to be like this year. They said they're changing stuff, but they haven't exactly. Are they even playing on Friday? Or are the other games playing on Friday?
Yeah, they're playing on Friday. I think the time window is – it's either 7 to 1 or 9 to 1 at night.
Or the Dallas shirt looks freaking sweet. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll send you the link right now. Oh, that's PK. Hold on. Let's go to the test.
But, yeah, so hopefully we'll be doing quite a few interviews. And we'll do booth coverage again, except it'll be – me and Annie actually doing it this time.
Could you live stream from it?
No, because, well,
The Shishka got to be there.
We could live stream through Skype, but we wouldn't actually be
doing it. Couldn't you stream it? Yeah, you can. You can download the Ustream app for your phone.
Yeah, but that's buggy. It's really buggy.
I mean, it's better than nothing. Just saying.
I mean, we'll experiment and see what we can do, but I mean,
I see a lot of people who do Ustream on the Zoom tablet, and they say it works really good.
Depending on internet access there, if they have wireless available, we'll see what we can do. If not, the only way I could get internet is tethering off of my phone, and the bandwidth on that is I have unlimited bandwidth, but the bandwidth is kind of
going
to be flaky,
right?
In there. It's the convention center, so I'm not sure if I'm going to actually be able to get a good signal or not.
Do you still have the Incredible?
What?
You still have the Incredible?
I've never had the Incredible.
What phone do you have?
The Droid 2.
Oh, I thought you had the Incredible. So no. you're the one with the keyboard.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you had the Incredible.
They have that same gaming X-ray shirt.
Yeah.
PC X-ray. They don't have a new one.
I don't know. The one for Dallas looks cool, though.
It's okay. I think they could have done more with it. But that's just me. You were trying to beatbox over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our new MLG mixer over here. Greg Lewis.
Yeah. That's all I got. More next week. More next week.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap up our MLG discussion and save it for later.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the first one we're going to make predictions or anything. So if we want to...
I haven't been following the teams closely enough to really make predictions.
I mean, if you want to say from a standpoint of gameplay or from... Because you really would get nervous. Because, I mean, there are... I would say the best players if you were... if nothing was up for grabs, if there was nothing, if it was just a normal play, if there was nothing, there's no money to be won, I would say that probably the best players aren't the pro players. But it's because of how things do pan out. I do see the three best teams, in my opinion. Now, this is – I'm not trying to say these are, the best teams no matter what. The ones that I like the most is Darkest Hour, Instinct, the Final Boss. So.
Okay.
Those are the three. I would say from gameplay and understanding of, how to hold pressure and everything, and
No, the best. I think the best team talent wise is Darkest Hour. I think the best team everything wise is Instinct, and I think the best team play wise is. I mean, the best team everything wise, like considering their track record and how good they play, is Final Boss, and then the best team play I think is Instinct. But,
okay.
It's a little different, you know.
I mean, we're definitely going to see a shift like we did from Halo 2 to Halo 3.
And I don't know if this is true, but I heard that our old buddy Chemo from Poptacular, somebody told me this. I don't know if this is the truth, but he is coaching Carbon this time around. I don't know if that's true.
Really?
That's what I was told. I don't know. Somebody told me it's Chemo. It's somebody's name's Chemo, but they told me it was the one from Poptacular. I don't actually
know.
That
would be interesting.
So
get a little press our way.
Yeah. You can go interview him if you see him.
Angel. I mean, the only person I really know that's going is Annie. So
yeah, well, I mean, Chemo doesn't come around anymore, so I don't know why he would tell us if he was going.
Yeah,
like hey yo.
Yeah,
KBC might know though. He knows pretty much everything. Amp probably know too.
Yeah, Amp and KBC would probably be.
Is Amp going to Columbus? Do you know if he said?
I think he's going. I'm pretty sure he's going to Columbus. I actually may not be going because I think that might be the week of my brother's graduation.
What, Columbus? You were gonna go to Columbus?
Yeah.
Your brother?
No, me.
Your older brother?
I was planning on going to Columbus, but I don't have any older brothers.
Oh, you have another younger brother.
Who's gonna graduate.
Where's he going?
He's not sure yet.
Oh, I know your other brother is by me.
Yep, he's over at Emory.
Playing some basketball.
No.
He's got a basketball Jones. Always got a basketball Jones, oh baby. Ooh. Did you join a fraternity?
No.
Okay. Good.
No. Heavens no.
Is he a nerd or is he like a cool dude? Or is he both?
I don't know. The one that's graduating or the one that's already in college?
One's only in college.
One
Do any of them play Halo?
The one that's graduating does.
Oh, it does? Okay. Does he listen?
He likes Call of Duty more.
Oh.
No, he doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, do you think it's stupid?
He doesn't listen to podcasts. He doesn't listen to much as it is anyway. Except if he's fire, he'll listen to music, but...
He's more than...
He plays Black Ops.
So for the MLG stuff, we should see our expected stuff from Dustin and from Anorexic Leader.
Indeed.
I will be going.
Whenever he's not playing or coaching or whatever he's doing.
Is he coaching?
Isn't he on a team? I thought he was.
You can't coach and play at this.
I said or.
Oh, I think
as in, I'm not sure what exactly he's doing. Or
he's played in the past, so I would assume in the future it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, so I'm assuming he's playing on some team. I just don't know what.
He's on Final Boss. They just picked him up.
No, Final Boss is still the same from what I've been told.
Yeah, it is. It was a joke. I'm sorry. I don't know.
That would be interesting, though. It's like, way to represent. Woo!
And actually,
you know, it would be cool if Podtech actually had a team in Dallas, but we would have no way to support them.
No. Yeah, we wouldn't. I mean, I guess if we had to, we could afford it, probably. I mean, we would get no money back.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we could, but
so I think it's gonna be awesome. But if I had to make a prediction, I think Final Boss.
And we gotta make some shirts. We gotta get some new merch in the store.
Who do you think is gonna win? Any idea?
I honestly can't say because I haven't been keeping close enough tabs to.
I mean, I want Darkest Hour to win, but I think Final Boss is gonna win.
I honestly don't know.
Let's get on to Halo CE stuff. Let's read a submission. Maybe real quick.
Let's go on to this. So the Halo CE remake has been teased, and it's been...
Whoa, teased? How?
I'm not teased. Rumored. Sorry.
Okay.
Wrong choice of word.
Yeah.
And there's actually some weird confirmation somewhere. It was on Joystick, and then recently there are other little mentions of Halo CE.
What he's saying is that Microsoft is really good at playing the... if it's not real, talking about it really quick, and if it is real, just shutting the hell up about it and hoping it goes away. And they are shutting up about this. So That's how people are assuming it's coming out now. Now, I see two options for this. It's either going to come out this year or it's going to come out in 2 years. Not 2012, but 2013. Because I think we'll see a new Xbox in 2013. If not 2000.
No, I thought the new Xbox was 2015.
Oh, 15? Okay. Well, if it's 15,
or I can read see somewhere.
I don't know if they actually know, but I would assume it would be out before 2015. Okay. If there is a new Xbox,
because they've only recently been
out that year,
been having jobs for like console development related stuff.
Because let's say it this way: if I don't think Microsoft is going to pull a Nintendo, like if Nintendo announces a new Wii next year, they're not going to, you know, announce a new Zelda for the first Wii that year. You know, it's kind of stupid. They would wait and put it on the newest Wii. So if the new Xbox is coming soon, I think we're not going to hear about this for a while. If it's not coming soon, it's probably going to come out either this year or next year. Probably not this year, because we usually hear about a Halo game way before. Because they're not going to announce it at E3 and come out 3-4 months later. I don't think that would happen. They're probably, even if this is just a downloadable title, it's still going to be $60. It's going to be a full price. It's going to be more than Halo CE launched the first time. So I'm pretty sure. I don't think it'll be discounted. I'm pretty sure they will charge the full $60 for this game, regardless of how it's distributed. Only if it has live. If it doesn't have live, they won't charge full, I don't think. But if it does,
I would think they would have to include live.
I mean, if I could do it on my little game on XNA, I'm pretty sure they could do it on their big ass Halo game. It's pretty, I mean, it's stuff goes into it, but they definitely have the possibility to do so. But you know, that's the way. I mean, I think it's awesome. I can't wait. A lot of people are like, whatever, just give me a new game. I think it's a really good idea. I like HD remakes.
I just don't see the need to have it be a full fledged $60 thing.
I think it would. I mean, they can justify it. I mean, people would buy it.
Yeah, people would buy it, but that's not the point.
I've played Reach and I've played 3. Haven't even played 1 yet. I'm not gonna say everybody. Probably people who listen to this, but a lot of people in my work don't. They work there, but that buy stuff. I've never played 1 and 2. But this would be because, you know, gaming wasn't huge back then. It was pretty big, but not everybody had an Xbox. A lot of people have Xbox 360s, but not too many people had Xboxes.
Right.
So I could see.
I got on the PC, so.
Yeah. I got on both.
well, I have it on both now, too. I got the on-demand download.
Oh, that'd be so cool. How much is it? It's like $20?
It was $10 last week. It's $15 normally.
50?
15.
Oh, okay.
1.5.
I just need to be full price because they can justify it that people will buy it. I don't think they can justify it to the fact that, you know, it's got enough content. I hope it has a lot more content. I hope there are more levels.
I mean, from all the rumor stuff, though, the fact that they're remaking it in a completely new engine, I guess, would kind of justify it being $60. But
I think it'll be in a region. I don't think it'll be a new engine. No. Unless Bungie owns the engine.
It's Bungie engine, so I don't think they'll use it.
No, they can't use it. So yeah, be on something new. But who knows?
I distinctly remember seeing something.
That
was actually the joystick arc where that was from. But I remember seeing something lately that was even more of a solidification of the rumor that wasn't joystick.
I think BS Angel knows.
She probably does, but she's probably not allowed to talk about it.
So we should just prod her. Is there Halo CE? I cannot comment on speculation or rumor. It's true! If you would say no. Because you've always said no to the things that are not true. I'm kidding. She probably would just hang up on us if we asked.
Well, actually, in this case, I don't know. It could be either way. Because I think the whole thing is generating attention from Microsoft and 343, which is why they're playing with the rumor.
I mean, Certain Fan did a good job with those maps. So, I mean,
There's some downsides to them, but
I think there has to be a full game, though. You can just release 3 maps that are half-baked and then say that, you know, oh,
I mean, just doing the HD remake isn't enough.
I think it is. If everything's from the ground up and it's awesome, then yes. If all
we're getting is a multiplayer edition and an upgrade in graphics, it is not worth $60.
Oh, I don't know. I'd buy it. I don't care if it's worth it.
Because, one, the campaign experience.
I'm pretty sure they'd add Firefight. They're not going to get rid of Firefight. I mean, that's going to stay. That's probably going to be in it. They're going to add Forge. I mean, everything's going to be the same.
If they added Forge and Firefight, then maybe.
They're going to have some kind of way where you can save your videos and upload them to maybe not Bungie.net, but some kind of way. If you don't, that would be completely stupid. I mean, it won't be. It's not Bungie.net, but some kind of way. It just wouldn't be Halo game unless you're missing all that stuff.
I guess it's true.
I think that it has to have those things. I'm not going to say it is, but if it didn't, then I wouldn't even consider it a real Halo game. You would all just be like, yeah, you know.
They shouldn't mess around with the physics too much.
No.
They should keep the physics relatively the same. The jumping physics, the walking physics are completely different between Reach and Halo CE. And the classic three headshot pistol, a lot of people are going to be pissed if that's gone, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I think the game should be just as pretty darn close to the same as you can get.
I think so too, yeah.
To the actual game without actually having the game. So if it
doesn't... What the heck are you doing?
I'm editing the...
You're clicking everywhere.
And I'm editing the page. Because people forgot to put commas and stuff. Oh no, a comma. Anyway, can I read the first one?
Sure.
Okay, we got some missions here for you guys about Halo C. We're going to read a few of them off. I think we got five. Well, we got more than five, but five people. So Justin is typing, and that's super weird. I can see him. First one's from Jason. I don't know his gamer tag. I don't see that he left it.
I don't think he did.
What's his email? Did you figure out his email?
You're asking me to check.
I'll read it. Well, I don't care if you want to. I'll read it. This one's from Jason. With all the rumors circulating around the internet about what 343 is doing, a very likely possibility is a Halo CE and Halo 2 remake. Would you guys like this? Because I know I would love it, especially if it was made with the Reach engine and has full, and he said full, Xbox Live online matchmaking. It would really make sense for Halo CE's 10th year anniversary on November 15th, 2011, but I'm not sure if Microsoft will release it on November 15th because it would be up against the next Call of Duty, and since the remake isn't really a lot of new stuff, I'm afraid a lot of people would buy it. I don't know if that's true. If they did release it in September, it would be a great bridging game before the 2012 Halo, which is most likely the next full game. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Jason. We'll try. I kind of agree.
Anything
I don't know
different
if,
in the in his email address. So
okay, I don't know if. We don't know if Call of Duty is coming out in November, but I mean it might. I don't think they've announced the new Call of Duty date or even announced the game. I mean, we can all pretty much be sure there's going to be some kind of Call of Duty game on an Xbox this year, a new one, but they haven't announced it. But it's a pretty safe bet they're going to come out with one. I think it's a pretty safe bet if they release Halo CE. I don't see a Halo 2 remake. At least not yet. I think they're going to try CE. If it sells well, then they'll do a 2 remake. But I don't think we're going to see
rumoring a Halo 2 and a Halo 3 remake, which I think is stupid.
I don't know about Halo 3. I can see Halo 2 remake, though. Halo 3 doesn't – there's nothing really wrong with it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
There was stuff wrong with Halo 2. It couldn't load right. Textures were bad. And it had the best maps. You know, I mean – so there were things that you want to bring back. But Halo 3, I don't – unless you want to play the campaign again, I don't really see a point in playing it again. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing left to be played. Even though Halo 3, in my opinion...
Achievements for it.
Yeah. I mean, unless, like, in Halo 3, in my opinion, is, in my opinion, my most favorite Halo game to date. So, well, multiplayer-wise.
Or-wise is just, yeah.
So I don't really think that you
need... I mean, I still want to go back and play some of the multiplayer stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and 3, yeah. 3 is awesome. 2 and 1 I don't really ever want to play unless I, you know, want to play the entire game back through again.
Oh, no, I go play 1 occasionally on the computer and 2.
Well, I don't. I'm not as cool as you. So.
What's wrong with you, Greg?
Before your submission, I don't think that I would see a CE and 2 remake. If they did, I would definitely buy it. I don't care if it's $100. 15th is plausible. I don't think in history for game or Microsoft that they really care about dates. I don't know. Maybe they do, but I'm not too sure if they actually care about dates. But if we don't hear anything about E3, it's not real. So, well, no, next month is E3. Next month or the month after that?
Is it next month?
I think it's either next month or in 2 months.
I think 2 months. I think it's in May.
So if we don't hear anything, actually I thought it was in June. I don't know.
June's 3 months away.
Oh, I thought it was in June.
March.
So if we don't hear anything by E3, it's not real. I'm gonna say.
I'd probably say that's probably right.
Yeah, we're gonna hear something from.
We'll hear something Halo related. Yeah. But
then we'll hear something from Bungie. I'm pretty sure we're gonna figure out what Bungie's thing is. We're gonna figure out what they both are. Then we got to figure out where our podcast is going. We can do the sub shows.
We can split it. Yeah.
The Halo Hour, sponsored by Podtacular, and then
the Bungie Hour,
Bungie Podcast, sponsored by Podtacular, or something.
We're the Bungie Kids. With plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast show with Brian and friends. And Frankie, although he's not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean isn't that why they have the big horn?
Yeah. Stupid elephant. Tricks are for kids.
Do you think? Do they not like Frankie? Because every time I talk about him, they always make fun of him. Or is it like a friendly fun thing? I don't know.
It always seems like a friendly funny thing.
To me, it always seemed like it was the opposite way. Like they were like genuinely making fun of him.
It didn't seem that way to me, but okay.
I don't have good people skills, so maybe I'm wrong.
Moving on.
Yes.
DaftLink I17 writes in. DaftLink here to give my opinion on the recent rumors of 343 Industries remaking Halo Combat Evolved. I'm all for a remake if it was done right, meaning use the Reach engine, which it looks like they're not. Don't change anything about the story, etc. What?
Do you think that if... I don't know. I would assume Microsoft would make their own because, you know, they are a software company. But
Reach engine is Bungie's.
But would they buy it from them? Could they license it? Do you think that they would have that option?
Well, I mean, from the leaked screenshots of Aerospace, it still looks like Bungie's using their own engine.
Do you think that Microsoft could license the engine?
I don't know.
You know,
I'll know what the
okay.
The
well, if they did, do you think Bungie would sell it? I think
they I don't know.
Is there an
independent... Depends on their relationship with Microsoft.
Oh, okay. All right, continue.
I suppose they can do multiplayer stuff like matchmaking and Forge, if they like, but I personally would be pretty happy with just campaign. Okay. Also, I wouldn't mind them remaking Halo 2's campaign as well. 343 could just put both remakes in one package and call it Halo Remastered or something like that.
That's cool.
As for Halo 3... I really don't think it needs a remake. It's too recent and still very good looking, which I think we would agree with.
Like your mom. Anyway.
Oh, snap.
Oh,
diggity. Okay.
The face is too recent looking.
What?
is that his whole submission?
Yep, that's his.
Okay. I mean, I guess everybody is thinking that they're going to do a 1 and a 2 at the same time. I don't, I could see CE, I couldn't see 2, not at the same time. I would
Halo assume. Halo 3 PC, goddammit.
I would assume what they would do would be release CE, and if it goes well, then release 2. But if they did both at the same time, I mean, if it did both at the same time, I don't think they would release live functionality. I mean, I don't really see the point. If they're gonna make two campaigns, what would the multiplayer be like? I mean, the gameplay would have to be different. Because I mean, the gameplay was different between the two games. So what would it be? Would it be more like Reach, or would it be more like 2 and 1, or more like 1, or more like 2, or more like the next Halo? I don't know. I mean, I don't see. 1 and 2 on the same one. That'd be cool, but the gameplay was different. I mean, you had a lot of... You were in the vehicle. It seemed like a lot more in the second one than you were in the first one.
You were?
And it seemed like you were. I mean, you had the whole tank level, then you had at the start when you were in the Warthog, then you go through Delta Halo and the Warthog, and then
You had quite a few vehicle ones in Halo 1. You had quite a few parts of vehicles in Halo 1.
I guess when you're on the island, the cartographer.
Like all the levels except for the first one, third one, and the second to last one.
Truth and Reconciliation, you're not on. They're both a truth.
Well, okay. I'll say half. Half of Halo 1 was vehicle-based.
I wouldn't say, maybe of levels had vehicles. I don't think that half of the game. I don't know. I didn't like the way that the tank moves in Halo 1. Same thing.
It is kind of weird.
The tank moved the best in 3. Tank beats
everything. Tank beats everything! I would agree with the tank on that for being the best in Halo 3.
So maybe you guys should just do Halo 3's gameplay. I wouldn't say that I would. I mean, if I had a choice of dual wielding or armor abilities, which one would I choose? Probably dual wielding, just because I use armor lock, but it is fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Because everybody uses it now. I use it because if you don't use it, you're at a disadvantage.
And the thing is, I would think with the armor lock thing, you would actually deplete more of it if you were getting shot by a bunch of stuff.
Do you think if you get shot that you should get armor lock sooner?
Yeah.
Like if you get rocketed, you live the rocket, but you were
done. Yeah, or something like that.
You're done in the armor lock after that. Or maybe you can only use it once? No, that would be stupid.
Like a souped up shield.
Like an overshield, but you can't move.
Like basically, if you were to do the invincibility equipment from Halo 3, but it has like a certain timer, like it does whenever you do invincibility, like, you know, it decreases faster when you walk. Have it something like that, where you take on more damage, it decreases faster.
Yeah.
Something that would make sense.
You get less time. Yeah. Rocket to the face. I mean, really, the only time I ever use armor lock is in a pinch. I don't really ever hold it nowadays. Like, if somebody's coming with a sword, I'll be shooting at him.
I only use it if someone with armor lock pisses me off. Then I'll armor lock their ass and then switch back to, like, sprint or evade or whatever.
I say that one thing. If you know how to use freaking invincibility, that thing is hard to counter. Because if you have a whole team that uses invincibility and they know what they're doing.
You mean, what are we talking about now? Oh, invisibility. Oh. I thought you said invincibility. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
God mode. If you use God mode, you're going to win. invisibility. If the whole team uses it, it's hard to counter that. It's also hard to counter a whole team that does armor lock.
Yeah, and that's really annoying, too.
A jetpack is basically useless, it seems like.
On certain maps, it can be useful.
Yeah, I mean, like on the cage, it's pretty much the only map I ever use it. Sprint
and countdown.
You know, for people who just want to run faster. I mean, they're AD&E ridden.
I mean, sprint and evade.
I like evade a lot.
Jetpack are actually the three big ones for MLG.
I probably use evade the most, if not armor lock.
I'll use sprint or evade the most.
But if I had the choice between the two, I would bring dual wielding back. I'll do dual wielding.
Yeah,
because I love positive.
I want to see
that was so great.
A custom mapping of buttons.
On the Xbox?
Yes.
Why?
You can do it with, like, Fallout. And I don't see why you couldn't do it with, like, Halo or something.
Well, what would you custom? Like, the reload would be here instead
change
of there?
Change your reload, change your jump, change your grenades, change your switches.
Okay. I mean, if they did that, I mean, I wouldn't change it. I would just keep it on recon. Because recon, I think, is the best layout.
I mean, it would help to transition between games.
Yeah. I mean, recon's the same exact thing as 3, isn't it?
No.
Because default and both are completely different.
No, they're different a little bit.
Well, must be a little bit different, but it's the closest one. That's what I use recon.
I think like 3 buttons are different or something like that.
Don't you use recon?
No, I use boxer.
I use boxer now.
I like the melee. I like the melee. I like the melee.
You do like the melee, that watermelon. I'll read the next submission. Yeah. It's from Wibbletron. Is he new to the forums, or was he somebody else that just changed his gamer tag? I think he's absolutely
new. Fairly recent in terms of registration, but I'm not sure if he's someone else or not.
Okay. Hello, Pod Tech. This is Wibbletron, the Scott from across the oceans. I've heard of the Halo CE remake and the...
idea.
The idea doesn't agree with me. When I was small, Halo CE was amazing. It was something that lasted, I guess, inside of me for years, replaying the campaign over and over again. However, a remake would ruin the feel of the game you get. For example, the baked bean tin noise you got when hitting a Marine, or the funny expressionless faces of Captain Keyes. With improved graphics, this would not be Halo CE, but Halo 2 Reach or something. Also, I like to say how despite several games, the AI still seem to dive like retards on the ones I've spent about 2 minutes sitting on the back of a rocket hog while Cat couldn't figure out how to drive around a rock. Anyway, that's all. VOD TV's awesome and Deathstorm as well as G-Boy and Brent. I guess my new gamer tag is G-Boy.
What? G-Boy in the house.
In the hizzy.
I don't know. I mean, I think a remake is if there's a game out there that I think you could justify a remake for, I think Halo CE is probably on the top. Maybe StarCraft 1, maybe Diablo, or maybe Half-Life 1. But I mean, I think a game that would actually sell and generate audience that people didn't play originally, I think Halo CE would be one of those games.
Have to be Halo CE.
Yeah. At least the biggest one from Microsoft as a company. I don't. The only other game that they could remake would be like Project Gotham Racing or Crimson Skies. One of those three.
We don't pay attention to those. Yeah,
those aren't. You gotta listen to Crimson Tacular or Pod Skies or something.
What?
That's what their podcaster name. You should Google it.
Okay.
Well, we will try and send in another one. Since I guess.
These were about a month apart, so I'm not sure exactly sure.
He must have had
short. So forgot that he wrote one in.
Yeah, short term.
Or found some new inspiration to write a new post.
He writes, I want to talk about 343 remaking Halo CE. I believe that this could either be really successful or completely fail. They have got to leave the main story of the campaign alone. They can tweak the levels and make them look better, improve lighting and so on, but not change the levels. I would not be mad if they put a bit in, say, the level Halo where you get a Falcon, because that was a pain to drive around in, and I think it would be cool if you could pick the men up and take them to an LZ. It's really hard to read this. However, I think multiplayer on this would be awesome. Do you think they will insert the new weapons? Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. One of the fears I have is that this could be so improved and unlike CE that it could just be called Halo Reach 2. A new mode would be awesome, like Firefight, but better. Something like a proper survival mode, like Zombies, but not Zombies. I don't know if it's possible. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it with 343 reproduce, and also the release of Skyrim, which is around the same time and just before my birthday. I don't know if we know when Halo CE, if it's true, is coming out, but if it comes close to Skyrim, my big account's going to hate me. That's all I'm going to say. I can see new weapons. I mean, there weren't really any that they said were made after the events of Reach. So, I could see them. I don't know if you'd see the DMR or the BR. I don't know. I guess the Autumn didn't have them. I don't know. I guess that was their reasoning behind it. I'm not too sure.
Well, you're making the game after the fact, so.
Yeah. I would assume.
I could see them.
I don't think we would get the DMR or the BR. I don't think so. I think that everything should stay the same as much as possible.
I think the weapons should stay the same.
Yeah.
I don't think we need the flamethrower in there necessarily, though.
I mean, that was just in custom edition. I mean,
although you could probably put the sword in there.
I don't know which rocket you would put, but I would just. I mean.
What do you mean?
Which I would leave rocket? It all. Is it the Rocket 1 didn't track, and Rocket and Halo 2 track?
Oh.
So I don't know which rocket you want to put in there, but I mean, I would leave everything as close to Halo 1 as
possible. Well, I would say allow for destroyers.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck are you doing?
Everyone knows, I'm sorry. I guess I would add that. Yeah, you can destroy the vehicle. But I mean, don't destroy the gameplay. I guess that was part of the gameplay.
Leave the story alone. You can change the like the aesthetics and some of the gameplay features.
I wouldn't say adding a BR would kill it, or adding a DMR would kill it.
I would think the BR would be added or a DMR.
I think the DMR would be added. If they were to... I mean, that's the only thing that doesn't make sense. If they... Look, they had the battle rifle for 2 years. Then they go, well, for 2 games, not 2 years. And then they put the DMR. And then if they do another Halo game that's after Halo 3, they would have to theoretically go back to the BR. Or maybe have both guns. I don't know. But they would have to at least have the BR again, because in the timeline of the story.
He stated, due to blah, blah, blah.
I mean, you couldn't go back when the BR is supposed to be an improvement.
Right.
Technology. It may not be improvement gameplay wise, but by the lore, it was an improvement. So.
Right.
Just no point to go back to the DMR again.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be either be DMR or BR.
I think they just probably just cut their losses and have both. People can stop bitching. You know,
we have the scopable pistol whip.
Would they put in the bloom? I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want it. I don't like it.
I don't think I would mind the bloom too much. They would need to make it right, but
I guess either the weapon system would the whole entire weapon system, why? Because I'm pretty sure that they designed the weapons in Reach by the fact that it blooms. And they designed the fact in Halo 1 that they don't bloom. So, I mean, if you put the Halo 1 weapons and you put bloom in there, it's obviously not going to work. I mean, you know, if you just copy-pasted. I don't know if you can copy-paste objects.
Oh, no, I don't think I would mind the bloom too much.
Yeah.
In Halo 1.
Oh, you want to go ahead and read the next person? Colin?
Yeah, Lost Gamer writes in.
Did you skip?
Oh, whoops, I did skip one. Sorry. Colin is in our next one.
Yes.
No gamer tag provided. He writes in, "Hey, Potak, I hope this passes inspection for grammatical errors and the like. Anyway, here's my topic. With 343 overseeing the next Halo project, I believe, contrary to many fans, that they might actually do better in some regards than Bungie did."
Yeah, I mean, it's new technology, so I would say you can say that.
I'm not holding my breath.
When you get kind of convoluted in the fact that they were already... They probably weren't exactly happy about their predicament when they were making Halo series, that they have to make. They don't have an option. It was what you were going to make, you know.
But they just discussed a few times that they got rushed to put Halo 2 out, and they wanted to put so much more in Halo 2, but they couldn't because Microsoft rushed them.
Yeah. I think
from a pure game development standpoint, Bungie is better than Microsoft.
I mean, you could say that, but I don't think Bungie is the best out there. I don't think they're the best game developer. I don't think there is.
They're one of the best.
Yeah, they're one of the best. I mean, if there was a top five, there's a top three, they'd be. I don't think you consider one a top one, and it doesn't have the best stuff in it. So there were probably some stuff that they were completely against that, you know, maybe some people wanted, and then maybe Microsoft is open to putting in or changing that, you know, could theoretically make it
better. I'm honestly more looking forward to what Bungie has to bring in their new IP than what 343 has to bring in Halo.
Oh, I'm completely not. I'm not paying a monthly subscription to play multiplayer. You're crazy.
What do you mean playing a monthly?
I'm not paying $15 a month to play a video game.
Who said you had to?
If that's what it sounds like, what they're trying to do.
With Bungie?
Yeah, it's like it's going to be a FM. It's going to be an MMO FPS that you have to pay monthly.
I haven't heard this, but okay.
That's what I'm assuming. I mean, if it's not monthly, I'm going to at least buy it. I will pay for it, or media will get me a copy somehow. but I am if it's a monthly charge, I'm not. There is no way, and I will never ever. Natural Republic, I want to play it, but if it's not monthly, but if it was, I wouldn't play it.
Right.
The only MMO I've ever played is Guild Wars.
I mean. I know I've like said something about 343, and I'm trying to hold remarks off against 343.
Well, they haven't made Halo.
So I just hope that they do it right and they actually do address the fans of Halo and not just do it as the moneymaker.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that's a big drive for them is milking the whole Halo IP thing.
I mean, that's probably what the execs – I mean, maybe not Frankie, but the people above him that authorized to do this. I don't think the people who are making.
Yeah, but they still have say over what they can do.
Yeah,
so I mean,
it's still they are the king.
There's still an issue there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't doubt 343 Industries with
because you could just hire
the community people that they brought on that they couldn't make a good Halo game. It's more of the it's Microsoft.
Do you think we'll see a Halo Wars 2?
I think we could.
Do you think we'll see a Halo anything besides FPS in the next 10 years?
Yes.
Do you think it'll be anything but an action? Like, would it be a you get to make the decisions game, like an MMO? I think that would not fit the universe. An MMO, I mean,
You don't think an MMO wouldn't fit the universe?
No, because I mean, it's not
an MMO FPS.
How would you go raiding if you were a Covenant elite? Would you go kill some? Kill some.
You go glass planets.
Yeah, that would have to affect everything else. You would have to be persistent. Like,
the people who are on that planet would have to be real characters, and you can really die. But your character,
I think, really I think you probably could.
Because if you did it, where it was just, you know, it was just a mission that you blew up some. If the people of the Covenant decided to go attack Earth in the game,
mm-hmm.
and then they win, you know, I mean, and if they kill all the humans, then what? The game's over.
Well, you lose the campaign. You have to start over.
So what about the people who are playing the human side? Is the Earth there?
I understand. What kind of MMO are you talking about?
I've only played Guild Wars, so I'm not going to say I know how these things work, but I'm going to assume.
I mean, you have MMORPGs, you have MMORFPSs. Are you talking like a specific genre of MMOs, or
if you have a campaign mission, say if you're a human soldier and
I take this back. A lot of MMOs aren't even campaign based that much.
Yeah, I mean, like there's not two factions that are against each other. It's just you are fighting against another faction. You guys all happen to be on the good guy's side. There are bad guys. You got to kill the bad guys, right?
I mean, if you had like a MMO like Battlefield, well, it's not quite an MMO.
I don't really know how Knights of the Old Republic is going to work, because let's say if there's a mission to destroy like the Sith, if your last mission is to destroy the Jedi Council, all right, you do that. So what happens to all the Jedi in the game? Do they lose the Council if you succeed in your last mission? I mean, what happens?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't play
Star Wars games.
What they have to do, the RPG you have to do is you have to make a game that wouldn't affect anything anybody else could do potentially in the game. So that's what we make it kind of stupid, because you just, you know, a whole bunch of missions that don't make a difference. It wouldn't do anything. Because if you had to do this certain mission that screws things up for the people, you couldn't.
But all it is a multiplayer aspect. It's not really campaign. Like, look at Battlefield 1942. All it is multiplayer scenarios where you're fighting other teams.
It happens over and over and over and over and over and over. The same thing happens over and over and over. Right?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of campaign thing would you be talking about?
So you're trying to say that what they could do is have a mission that after it's over, it doesn't actually change. You could do it again. So I mean, like, you would have let's just say you go on a raid to blow up this Jedi, world, you know. Let's say if it's their main world, right? And then you win. You just win, and then the people who are playing as the Jedi on other servers and other – I mean on the same server but on different accounts.
I guess.
As if it never happened, even though you succeeded, right?
That'd be like an MMORPG.
Okay.
Like MAG or something. I'm not talking like an MMORPG style or anything.
Oh, I could – I mean I don't think
that would actually fit too well with the Halo universe.
Yeah, I don't think it would work. But I mean, I could see an FPS.
Because the Halo universe already has kind of a set story, and with a RPG, you're kind of making your own story.
I mean, if you think about it, most people if you bought everything for Halo Reach, you've potentially spent upwards of $200 for content already. If you've played for the Legendary Edition and you paid for all the map stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Or if you bought a console like me.
But the Halo console, you won't spend $600 on your investment. But yeah, I mean, if you want to read the next one. Oh, no, you didn't even finish the first one, did you?
No, I haven't.
go.
Okay, so we just got done talking about 343 being better than Bungie, possibly, maybe. I know everyone may want to pull one of those assassinations on me now, but Microsoft hired the best. And if it doesn't turn out to be a proper Halo 4, what do you think the plotline might be, or the enemies?
I mean, I don't. Let's just say if there is going to be a Halo 4, I would assume he would just follow Master Chief whenever he's. I don't know if you're fighting the Covenant.
I think it would be something Forerunner based.
So you,
I think Forerunners would be more involved in Halo 4.
You mean like, could you, like, he went back in time through that space warp thing?
Well, I mean, remember at the end of Halo 3 where he was drifting down to the planet that started to light up?
Well, we don't know what planet it is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of speculation that it's a Forerunner structure.
Oh, it's like a
planet. And you have like the whole Ghost of Onyx book too. So,
which maybe he meets up with the guy.
Forerunner planet. So I think there's definitely potential to do something for
him. You think he meets? Isn't it Green Team that's in there?
I don't remember.
You think he meets up with Green or Blue Team?
Maybe. I haven't finished the book yet.
Kick ass, but there's no reason to kick ass anymore.
I haven't finished the book yet.
I just don't see the point in fighting anymore. There's no point. Because what's the Halo
The Covenant football? Story is over.
Is there another bad guy? The flood story is over. The Covenant story isn't over. That the leaders of the Covenant supposedly all died. And you didn't kill all the grunts, all the jackals, all the
No, fire. But you've pretty much kind of set that straight.
Yeah, I mean, you've killed the Flood. That's the only thing that you can guarantee is gone.
For sure.
I mean, who knows? Like, I was writing a fanfic, and
there's,
then in the fanfic...
There's possibly another great mind-ish
thing. The way that I thought of it was, you know, they all went back to peace. It was basically just the humans and the elites were the main two. The brutes go back to fighting civil war. Grunts just chill out for a while. Jackals, you know, just did what they were doing before. It's calling worlds to be pretty much as peaceful as possible. But the main two are the humans and the elites. And then they start fighting each other again over a dispute of who gets planets because they start colonizing again.
Maybe.
That's the way that I thought it would eventually turn out. I don't think there would be another collection of species against another one, but
I don't think so.
I just said
I mean, the Flood survived one Halo event. It's very possible
because
the other Halos didn't go off.
They were designed to stay in the Halo. Weren't they designed because they were supposed to study them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, they're on the other Halos.
Yeah, they're on the other Halos, and those Halos didn't get activated.
Even if it was activated, they wouldn't die.
Yeah, not all of them would. So, I mean, the Flood is still the playing factor.
Anyway, because it doesn't even kill the Flood. It kills their food.
Well, the Gravemind being a conscience entity.
Theoretically, they couldn't make another Gravemind, too. Of course.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they could.
I don't think that Halo would be fun if the main...
The Gravemind is just a focused collective of Flood.
I just don't think that the story or the game would be that great if the main bad dude is the Flood.
No, I don't think
it's just never fun to just fighting something that constantly runs at you. 90%.
I would think there would be more Forerunner involvement, though.
Well, you think they're still alive somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to go see the librarian in Didiac.
I need to read the books again, but I need to actually finish some of the books I haven't read.
you read the second one?
Yeah. Colin sends in another submission, which says, with the fantastic news that the remake of the original Halo is being made, rumors are flying. There is speculation on details of it, like multiplayer and components. However, against many fans, I believe 3/4... No. Actually, I think he just did a repost. Yeah, he did do a repost. Okay.
Well, it's longer.
Yeah,
it is.
He did a...
Well, the end...
adds kind of a little bit different at the end.
Well, after the better is different. What Bungie did...
Yeah.
That's the word changes. The first sentence is the same. Yeah. Many fans are probably willing. That's saying this, but 3/4 is better.
Sorry, we don't have our proofer Brent here with us.
Just say and people start there. And yeah. There are people.
Yeah. And there are people complaining about how MS will ruin it somehow, but the facts are that they have invented too much with Bungie's work when they could have they haven't intervened too much with Bungie's work. And when they could have, so why would they do it now? Well, because it's their IP now, so.
They can do whatever the heck they want. They could do whatever the heck they wanted before. But I think that it's going to be the best interest for the fans like it was before. So they got the guys from Ascension, was that what it's called? Guilty Ascension? No?
Ascended Justice?
Ascended Justice, sorry, my bad. They got those guys on the team, so I'm going to guess that they're going to be the main people who are going to be figuring out how the story's going to go. All right, we got our last submission. It's from Lost Gamer, GAM3R. I think the Halo CE remake is unnecessary. He's not having it. Halo Reach recently came out, so people's Halo-related desires are being met at the moment. Most of the fans have been begging for original Halo content. Obviously, a remake is not that. Not enough new mechanics have been added to the formula to warrant a remake. Adding multiplayer would be pointless. You might as well play Halo 3 or Reach. I'd say that too. I mean, just no point. If it sells, it could promote laziness for the developers or publisher to create remake after remake. I know people say that Halo will never get Tony Hawk'd, but look at Call of Duty. 3 Halo games were released over the past 2 years, you know? And now the original visionaries, Bungie, aren't behind the franchise anymore. Now that the rain is over, time to talk about Defiant and Metpack. So I guess I'm going to add this in. It looks good. I love Firefight, so I'm glad another map is on the way. However, the normal multiplayer maps look sort of meh. I don't know. I guess he doesn't like them. The ones just like the grassy area. One looks just like the grassy area in the Noble map pack. That doesn't really describe much. One more thing, guys. I'm sure many people have questions about the Forum reboot. When will it take place? We were talking about that earlier. What kind of changes can we expect? Question mark. I was banned from the forums until May, so if I register in the new forums, will I be banned on site? I didn't know he was banned. Thank you for reading my wall of text. Keep on fragging trucks and popping confetti out of Grunt Skull. So, I am an expert at that. I'm not too sure why you were banned. I'm not doing any of the technical. Actually, I'm not doing anything with them details, besides asking questions.
Details will remain outside the podcast. We're not going to discuss it here.
You can't discuss whether or not he's still going to be banned, or do you not know?
We're thinking about just resetting bans on everyone. But we will be keeping a close eye on those who have been banned previously.
Yeah.
But everyone will start with a clean slate, basically.
It's kind of like if America just did a reboot.
Yeah.
Starting over!
I can't give you a time estimate on the forums. I've tried to work it before.
It was supposed to be done over spring break. And
it was supposed to be, but I didn't have time to do it. I actually did some stuff with it this weekend. I made some rank badges and some additions to the new forums.
So there's no changes we can expect? I mean, is it going to look...
not soon. I mean, I'm working on it when I can.
Do you have a vision of it?
It's going to look similar to how the homepage looks now, except, I mean, it's going to be forms, obviously. But the color scheme is going to be very similar. All the functionality that's currently in the forums should still stay there, like all the profile buttons on the bottom and stuff. We'll probably change the layout of how posts appear and where your user profile is.
Will we put ads in the forums?
No.
Okay.
No, we're still remaining ad-free, even though it costs a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
People.
Donations would be nice. But yeah, it's ad-free for now.
Will I still be the first person who can sign up?
If you've signed up first.
What?
The mods will be getting emails first for access.
So me, you, and Painkiller?
you, PK, and Fumo.
Oh, Fumo? Does he actually even do?
Not much, but he's requested to keep mod status.
Oh, okay, cool. Should we send special invites to the Bizzle?
we might. And then Overlords will get their invites, and then special people will get invites after that, and then once...
Then we'll open it up to the floodgates.
And we'll open up the floodgates when it's actually done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I made new rank badges for the new site, and they look pretty snazzy.
What's mine look like? What rank badges do I get?
You'll have show host and moderator.
Oh, what's that? Damn it. What do you have? Admin and what?
Admin, show host, Pod TV show host, and I think that's Epic. It.
We should just have like titles for ourselves.
And contributor. Possibly.
Contributor? Yeah. It's contributor.
Those who've donated.
I've donated. I mean, not since we've been a part of it. I think I have, haven't I? I know I donated before. But,
well, not since I've been running the show. You haven't.
Okay.
You said you would, but you never have.
Oh, I haven't?
Oh.
Call me out in the middle of the show.
Well, play some hardball. No. Play some hardball here.
It's about to be
the knockout. I'm paying for this lights. This community out of the pocket. So.
Do you know how much it is, roughly?
It's basically $30 a month.
For the forms and the...
For the site and everything, yeah. Well, more like 25. But, yeah, it's up there.
Who's you on the server through?
Hmm?
Whose server is it? Like, who you pay?
DreamHost.
You're not doing... what's his name anymore?
No. The forms are still over there, but that's where the new forms come in. They'll be actually on this server, so...
Oh. Is it the server that you own?
It's the server I pay for.
I mean, I thought you didn't want it in your room.
Yeah, but I can't do that DNS-wise for Podtacular.
Could you do it when you get your own apartment? Or house or whatever.
Could, but it wouldn't make sense to.
It wouldn't be fast enough?
Well, it just doesn't make sense to.
Oh, okay. It's cheaper to just keep what you got.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm basically paying
so a you good pay, chunk
of change each year for Podtacular.
So you pay, let's see, $100 every 4 months. So it's about $400 a year, right?
$300
a year?
12 divided by...
I mean, but you had to add other stuff you pay for. You probably pay for other stuff throughout the year too, right?
Well, I mean, I guess if you include like Dallas or something.
I mean, you probably bought, I mean, we bought like things for events and stuff. So.
I mean, I have my microphone. I guess you consider that.
I guess you could. My microphone was $30.
My capture card as well.
That's $300, right?
$200.
But you bought that a long time ago, didn't you?
2 years ago. That pretty much wraps up the show.
I can't wait to figure out whether or not there is a CE. In my opinion, I think it's a good idea overall. I see why people don't like the idea. I understand it. I think overall I want to play it.
Okay.
I don't know about adding multiplayer. I don't see the point. I'm pretty sure they would, but I don't see the point. You know, as we did.
I think it's a must.
Well, I mean, they have Reach just came out.
Yeah, but you're talking about the other maps in Halo 1. I mean, if you're not going to include multiplayer, there's no point in even making it a $60 game.
Well, they wouldn't make it $60 if there's no live. It'd probably be like $30 if there was no live.
I mean, I could do $30 if there was no live.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that because Reach just came out, what would people be playing for like tournaments and stuff? Would they be playing CE or would they be playing Reach?
That's a good point. But then again, their big focus isn't necessarily MLG.
I just think that they needed to simplify this whole scenario as much as possible. I don't think throwing content, bad content, at people who are content who want it is a good idea. I mean, I think that you can – I don't think that Call of Duty pulls sales away from Halo in any kind of – I would think it would compliment. I don't think any other game does the same thing. I would say that just – I mean, if you're just scared because you think that all the people are going to go to somewhere else, I don't really think that's a good idea to throw out a new game every year. I mean, it probably will happen, but, you know.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for E3. So thanks again, guys, for listening. Hopefully this will be up before Dallas comes around. And we did announce our request for submissions for your Defiant map pack reviews. So go ahead and send those in from the homepage using the Submit Your Stuff button, and we'll hopefully read those on the next show.
Hopefully. What's the next show? We're going to take submissions for MLG and for the Defiant Map Pack. Do you want to pick a certain map?
No, we're just going to do a Defiant
overall map impressions. Let's not get technical with it, people.
Right.
Don't be like, oh, I don't
know. Well, they can get technical if they want to about it.
I think we should get technical later. You know, we'll have a whole show about a certain map.
I mean, we should have done this like when the maps actually came out, but...
Well, I mean, we gotta let them marinate for a little while.
True. But go ahead and send those in. Make sure you check out our website, podtacular.com, for the latest info about Podtacular in the community. Excuse me, wow. I'm a little sick, if you guys haven't heard. My voice is a little bit different today. Make sure you check out the forums and whatnot, all the events going on there. Check out our Rec and Pro clans, where you can sign up and try out for both of those. And please help us by following us on Facebook, Twitter, subscribing to iTunes, and possibly donating, maybe?
Maybe.
And watch the homepage for topics that we'll be discussing in future podcasts.
Do you subscribe
podcasts.
To the show?
Yes, I do.
How do you subscribe?
iTunes.
Okay. I need mine from Zoom.
iTunes, Zoom. Then they pull from the same feed. But yes, make sure you follow us and subscribe. And until next time, which hopefully should be a few days, have fun on Halo Reach, and maybe see some of you at Dallas. Maybe.
We better. Or just better.
Anyways, have a good one, guys.
See you.